Happy 7-Eleven Day to those who celebrate. It's a big day here in Texas. It's Slurpee Day. And Sean, you did a big research project over the 7-Eleven, over the Slurpee.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas is the home of 7-Eleven. I mean, it started here, and now it's like this international... I mean, it's been around the globe for a number of years, and it's cool that we have like our own little mom-and-pop thing that just exploded. And when everybody thinks of 7-Eleven, there's one item that stands above the rest, and that is the Slurpee. And I don't know about you guys, but growing up, I lived maybe a couple blocks away from a convenience store. So whenever we would get like loose change or maybe rake somebody's yard or mow a yard, we would take that money and go buy baseball cards. And we would always get a refreshment. And the Slurpee, when the machine was functioning, was absolute magic in the summertime. Now, it's something that I don't regularly get now, but like maybe once or twice a year, I'll have the daughters with me. We'll pop into the one in town. And whenever you get one, you're like, damn, why don't I drink these more often? Because every time it just absolutely hits.
It is a nostalgic drink.
Yeah.
Like you can, they say smell brings back memories the most, but there is something with taste, especially if it's something you don't eat or drink as much anymore. The Slurpee and the Slushy goes into this category, like, man, and kind of anything like a snow cone type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as an adult, I don't eat snow cones. I don't think we eat snow cones at all. If you have kids, maybe.
Snow cones are good for, like, a couple minutes, but the whole back half of the snow cone is just sugar water. And not for me, dog. I'm good.
If you get a snow cone, do you get the same flavor you got? Maybe you could say the same with Slurpees. Do you get the same flavor you did when you were growing up?
Tiger's
blood was... number one. And I'm not even sure what it is.
It's just red.
It's red, and then the place I went to, they could put cream on top of it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It was so good. I don't know what tiger's blood is, but it was cool because it was red, and it was called tiger's blood.
Apparently, it's a combination of strawberry, watermelon, and a smaller amount of coconut.
I thought you were going to say cocaine. I was like, yeah, okay. That sounds delicious.
Like,
and it was awesome.
Put it in Coke.
Yeah.
Well, the Slurpee, you would think that... because there's two big, like, frozen Slurpee-type drinks. There's the Slurpee and the Icy. Because I know that there are certain, you know, convenience stores that have the Icy. But for me, I don't know how you guys feel about it. For me, the Icy is synonymous with the movie theater.
Yep.
Because that was always the option at the movie theater. And the white cherry Icy, I always thought was very good.
Or there was, like, supermarket-type store where they had, like, a little food court. And the food court always had the Icy in there.
Mm-hmm.
So... I feel like the Icy lasts longer, and that's why it's synonymous with movies, but the Slurpee tastes better.
Yeah, the way they whip up and froth it up in the machine. Again, when the machine is functioning, because there's no bigger defeat when you actually feel like I need to take that extra step and go get one, and it's like you can just see the syrup that's not frozen at all, and if you actually pull the lever, it's just basically flat Coke.
Just trash. But yeah, I never went out of my way for the Slurpee, but if I would find myself at a 7-Eleven on a summer day, I was like, okay, this is a, I'll splurge and get one. Now, I was, as a kid of Lake Dallas, we didn't have a 7-Eleven in town growing up, but we had Allsup's.
Okay.
So I was an Allsup's kid. Like, it was right down the street on Main Street. Kind of our convenience store because you could get, you know, if you needed something, you could go to Allsup's.
What did they rock
burrito.
With? They clearly didn't the have
fried burrito, man.
The fried burrito was... Now, you're going to have to find a bathroom afterwards.
It's
but
okay.
I don't know if they did the Slurpee or the... It wasn't the Slurpee. They might have had a slushy of some
did
sort.
Did they do the Slush Puppy? That was the other big player back in the day.
Yeah, because there's Icy, Slush Puppy, Frizzoni. I guess that's other parts of the nation that I'm not quite sure about. But, of course, I think Slurpee is most like Kleenex. Because when you think of frozen drink like that that's sweet, you don't think of Icy. You just call it a Slurpee.
I would call all of them Slurpees.
Is that a local thing, though, calling it a Slurpee? Or has that permeated to the other parts of the nation? Because I feel like because it was created here, maybe
maybe
more pervasive here.
I'm not sure. Also, speaking of... Okay, so a little history on the Slurpee. So there was this dude named Omar Nedlick. Back in the late 50s, he was actually, he operated a Dairy Queen in Kansas City, and he used parts of an air conditioner out of an automobile to build the first ever frozen beverage machine, and he created the Icy. So the Icy actually came around before the Slurpee. In fact, 7-Eleven licensed the Icy machine technology from Nedlick in 1965. So the Icy was around a good, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years before.
Really?
The Slurpee. Well, but Slurpee took off as 7-Eleven took off, and you see it in pop culture. I mean, on The Simpsons, you know, Apu has the squishy at his convenience store. And let's see here.
So this is about the 70s when the Slurpee started.
Yeah, the 70s was like popular. The heyday of the Slurpee. And in fact, they would sell like special cups. There was like Scooby-Doo cups in the 70s that was tied to Slurpee. I mean, The Simpsons, when that movie came out in the mid-aughts, they tied themselves to it. So there was like, it's like a fast food restaurant where you get a special type of cup tied to a movie or a cartoon or whatever. And kids love that stuff. In fact, there was a 1970s promotional song that called Dance the Slurp. They actually released it on 45 records. And it actually became so popular that it was actually played on mainstream radio, and this is what it sounded like. Disco era.
I like it.
Sounds like live spot music.
Where are you getting your energy?
Where are you getting your Slurpee? So, and in fact, to this day, you can go on eBay and you can find special edition Slurpee cups from the 70s. Like I said, Scooby-Doo, the Hulk, Spider-Man, and they all fetch around $20. So if you actually still have one of these, you might want to throw that up on eBay because it's probably taking up space in your cabinet if you still actually own one of these. But I don't know how you guys feel about it. The Coca-Cola Slurpee is probably the GOAT. That's like the most universal flavor. Mm-hmm. But man, the wild cherry, and if you ever ran into a peach Slurpee, because that's what we had near us, I always thought the peach Slurpee was head and shoulders the best flavor, but you can hardly ever find that thing now.
I was always Coke Cherry Mix. That was Cherry Coke was still pretty popular, I guess, around then. I guess it's still kind of popular now. Maybe it's fallen off.
Did you do they called it I don't know if they call it this anymore,
a suicide.
I think. A combination of everything. Because between the age of about 6 to 10 that age when you go to, we would go eat at Coulter's, the barbecue place, and you could fill up your own drink, and I would, you know, as an 8-year-old, I'm like, I'm going to have everything, and it tastes like nothing. It just tastes like carbonation.
After a Little League game, you have the little pop-up concession stand, everybody's asking for a suicide, and it was a terrible beverage, but
awful.
You're 7 years old, and you don't know any better.
You taste all of it. It's the best ever.
That was always the start of summer for me, or not summer, but like the weekend, because we would get done with school on Friday in elementary school. And whoever was picking me up, mom or dad, would take me and my brother to 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee. That was the start of the weekend.
Absolutely.
Was a Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
Maybe go to Blockbuster later that night.
Oh, yes.
After going to Mr. Gaddy's and having a buffet.
We get to have one game and one movie that we have to agree on.
Yeah. Better days.
Man.
Simpler days.
How often do you go into convenience stores now? I'm sure we all have to do it, but when you get gas, you just pay at the pump mostly with your debit or your credit card. And I don't know what it is about the convenience store, but every time I walk in, there is some absolutely wheels off element. Like, what is it about the convenience store that draws that type of person?
And it's at all times of day too. Like I go in quite often. Like I'll get a drink or something. I don't get a Slurpee or a slushy, but
a pack of Marlboros.
Yeah, I'll get some cigarettes, some Juul pods. But I'll go in every now and then, and there's always something. And it's not always outside the store. It's inside the store, too. There's people that will... They're not even always asking for money. It's like... They want something that you're buying. Like, can I have some of that? I'm like, no. And I don't know if this was always this way growing up, because I grew up in a small town in Lake Dallas, and I didn't notice it. Maybe it's more of a Dallas thing. But it's every convenience store. It's not just tied to one. I want to find the sketchiest convenience store in Dallas.
It's got to be because it's 24 hours and they just don't really kick people out unless you're doing something egregious, right? You can just kind of meander and loiter around that area.
And I know that there's always a joke series about like getting a 7-Eleven or whatever convenience store hot dog, or you were talking about the Allsup's burrito. Sometimes you go to, like, some of these convenience stores, the food actually isn't so bad if you're, like, absolutely in a pinch. Like, the days
the pizza looks pretty good.
It actually kind of does. And speaking of that, I think the goat of all convenience stores now is the Buc-ee's.
Yes.
In fact, we just had a trip down to the Hill Country. We stopped twice in Temple on the way down and on the way back. And, again, I don't want to do a live spot for Buc-ee's, but the fact that I can actually go to the bathroom and it's I'm not going to catch some sort of disease from the toilet seat, it's a really good feeling.
Get yourself a brisket sandwich, mm-hmm. some beaver nuggets, and make your way on down.
Gosh. Now, I wonder if... So I think it was Quentin Grimes, one of the new Mavericks, tweeted this week that I'm stopping at Buc-ee's every time. I wonder if this is like a nationally known thing now.
It's become a fascination for people who are not from the Southeast, because Buc-ee's is obviously in Texas and spread throughout the Southeast. But it's garnering reputation all across the country that when people come here now, they're like, I got to go to Buc-ee's. I got to see what all the buzz is about.
Well, they do a great job of putting a billboard every mile on the freeway down 35 to mm-hmm. where you basically have a countdown. So, like,
you have 106 miles to Buc-ee's.
Well, there's two that are like 60 miles apart, one in Hillsboro, one in Temple. And it feels like, I don't know, instead of a mile marker, I just have the Buc-ee's signs with their little kitschy saying. Mm-hmm. And it's full on idiocracy when you go in there. It's always busy, but the fact that they have a place to take your dog to do its business, like a nice green area, and there's always a pump open typically. I mean, I fall prey to Big Buc-ee's. I'm a P1.
I've heard it's a good company to work for too. I heard they treat their employees well. They have good benefits.
They pay them well.
Yeah.
They have a sign when they're hiring that shows how much they pay per position. And I'm like, dude, it's not bad.
Pretty good.
Like, man, this is like ticker money. Sorry, Baldy.
No, that one hit a little close to home.
Yeah. Well, it's 7-Eleven day. Go get yourself a free Slurpee. Hopefully the machine is operating, because that's always key.
I'm doing it after the show. Well, let's all get a free Slurpee.